quick with his
leading on the everlasting arm. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leading on the everlasting arm.
Well, praise Yahweh, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy, and we're joining you live. And what a fellowship. Tonight's message is all about the joy of the fellowship. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming into the trying times of Mother Earth. And she is letting out the prisoners that have been in darkness and enclosed and have no knowledge. The name is really getting out, the name of Yahweh. It's a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they're very safe. So we're going to talk about just exactly what this song has talked about. What a fellowship. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a fellowship. Now, let me give you the meaning of a fellowship. Going into history and using the original language of the Bible, you'll discover seven significant facts that will help us understand Yahweh's intended meaning of the word fellowship. A lot of people don't understand it. They think that fellowship is just going to church and hanging out with the in crowd. The first fact concerning the meaning of the Greek word fellowship, which is our English word, is the translation of the Greek koinonia. This Greek word is derived from the root koinos, which is a prefix in ancient Greek. Now, if you was to add the meaning of the prefix, like living or owning a purse, this is the description of what fellowship means. Living and owning a purse. If you did that, you'd get the words meaning living in community together. Now remember the book of Acts where we started out this series of they had all things in fellowship in common? Well, fellowship in common ground is exactly what we're going to use tonight. And you'll see that the root word fellowship means to hold something in common. Now, we've been talking about a feast, a place where the name of Yahweh can be preached in liberty, in freedom, in righteousness, and in joy, and in peace. Now, fact number two. It relates to the usage of the word fellowship. Koinonia was used to describe corporations, partners, in a law firm, and the most intimate of marriage relationships. From the usage of the word, you can conclude that fellowship is a word denoting a relationship that is dependent upon more than one individual. It is an interdependent relationship. How good it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. Now, ladies and gentlemen, fellowship is a word used to describe a corporation. Now, co-op. The cooperation, to cooperate together, to have all things in common. Partners in a law firm, in this case, it is the laws of Yahweh that we abide, have all things in common. That means that we share and we give, because part of this is owning a purse. I don't know whether you ever know that or not. But the Greek word, fellowship, in the Greek meaning, is that it was a community together owning a purse in common. Now that's what we've become here at the King's Gate Inn in Sweetwater, Tennessee. We'd like to invite you, a fellowship member of this cooperation between the saints, and how good it is to dwell together in unity. Now let the Bible be the guide. We don't have to fight and argue and say, oh, we don't believe that no more. That's under the law. There's nothing under the law but sin. Sin is a transgression of the law. So if we transgress, or if we ignore the fellowship of owning a purse or a community of a fellowship, then we're using the partners in a law firm to try to void or supersede the law. Now, we're not trying to say that we're living under the law. We know the code. We know that the Bible says that Yahweh is a strong tower. We also know that Yahweh loves His people. And we also know this, that Yahweh is a rock. Yahweh is a law firm. Now what laws, and He said Himself, I didn't come to do away with the law. I didn't come to make the law void. I come to establish the law. Now, when it says to love your brother, and if you keep that and you say you've fulfilled it, you've only failed it one time. What about tomorrow? You've got to love him tomorrow. You've got to love him the next day. And if he sins against you, you've got to forgive him 70 times a day. Times 7. 7 is 490 times a day. Now, can you handle that? Can you handle the fact that you've got to love your brother as yourself in a fellowship that is joy unspeakable? How good it is for brothers, basically, to come together in the application of meaning. Now, notice this scripture. Cast all your cares or worries or stress upon Him because He cares for you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Philippians 1, listen to it. Philippians 1, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Listen to this. Psalms 46, 1. Yahweh is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Ephesians 6 and 10. Finally, be strong in Yahweh in the strength of His might. Have no fear, because He gives power to the weak. He increases the strength of him who has no might. For Yahweh didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Ladies and gentlemen, fellowship, living in the joy of fellowship. Now, we don't mean to come together and live in a community all stacked up together like some of the places that we have seen or visited in times past. There's some organization that's got a community that live together. But most of them is downtrodden trailers and huts, garbage field, people going and coming, controlled by a demigod, or somebody that would say that they are the prophet and everything else is below the totem pole. If you have respect to persons, you commit sin. And every day that people are in a community having respect to the prophet, so-called, most of them all they want is your money and for you to gather around and do their bidding. Now, let me say, Hebrews 13 and 6, so with good courage, you can say, Yahweh is my helper, I will not fear what man can do to me. Listen to this now, John 15 and 7, If you remain in me and my words remain in you, you shall ask whatever you desire and it will be done to you. Now, we've asked for $150,000. We're $5,000 short. We need somebody tonight to get in the fellowship. Now, by getting in the fellowship and standing up with the love, with your purse. Now, remember, I just gave you the reason why that Yahweh says that the biblical reason for fellowship is the Greek word akointianta, meaning to live, owning a purse, so that we can use the root word fellowship, means to hold something in common, meaning living together with a common purse. When your brother's in need, you don't have one big eye and the rest little U's. Now, the preacher shouldn't live any better than the rest of the people. He should be in their giving. He should be the servant. He should use these things together, the people together, into what we call a fellowship. And by having a fellowship, we have the reason for knowing what the fellowship's all about. Now, the third fact. A fellowship was never used to describe man's relationship to Yahweh before the coming of the Holy Spirit to indwell in the body or the ecclesia or the church or the group. Notice, it is exclusively post-Pentecost relationship. In other words, the day of Pentecost, they had all things in common. The day of Pentecost, they had a fellowship. Now remember, Israel, in the history looking back, was a family divided. They fought. They scattered. They broke Yahweh's laws. But on the day of Pentecost, with the indwelling of the fellowship, they became a corporation. They became partners in a law firm of Yahweh's holiness. And it became the most intimate of relationships. From the usage of the word, we conclude that fellowship is a word denoting a relationship that is dependent on more than one individual. It is an interdependent relationship. Now, a fourth fact with the meaning of fellowship can be gleaned from the Scriptures by comparing it to its New Testament synonyms, which are words which have overlapping but not the identical meaning of koinonia. The four synonyms of koinonia in the New Testament are philios, which means related by love, for outward characteristics, heterios, meaning a sharer in a common enterprise, synergos, meaning a fellow worker, and metochos, a participant. Each of these words is denoting a unity which is expressed outwardly with all of the group. It is a true fellowship, but by contrast, fellowship is also an inner unity brought by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. This inner aspect of the fellowship is exhibited in 1 Corinthians in chapter 1, verse 9. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is, if you would look at it, through faithfulness, Yahweh, the Holy Spirit, give you a desire to come into the fellowship and be received with honor and with respect and with integrity, meaning that you share, you prefer your brothers and sisters above yourself. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh desires for us to abide in the calling wherein we were called. Some people want to be the big head and everybody else the little head. Now, listen to this scripture. The greatest among you will be the servant. Say it with me again. The greatest among you, which means in this fellowship related by love for outward characteristics, a share in common enterprise, meaning that you are nothing more than a fellow worker. The greatest among you, the servant, is the greatest servant. He puts in more time, more hours, more days. He fasts, he prays, he seeks Yahweh, where maybe that you're out doing other things or you have other gifts and callings. Yahweh is called the greatest among us in this inward fellowship of a corporation, partners in a law firm, in an intimate of something similar to a marriage. Remember, you are now an offspring of the marriage of the Father and His bride, who came in the first resurrection to receive His bride. 144,000 came out of the graves after His resurrection. They went together to heaven. They tarried, and they brought forth sons and daughters 50 days later in this fellowship. Now, notice this. The word that we're talking about here, fellowship, is something in our explanation of the fifth cause here, is interunity, for it's primarily an action word. Koinonia is used 19 times in the New Testament. And in addition to being translated as fellowship, it is also translated by the words contributions, sharing, and participation. Everyone that has sent us an offering, or everyone that has given, has been coined or identified as those who have a purse to give or contribute, sharing and the participation. In other words, we invite you to come to the fellowship. We're fixing to close on the 20th of this month on 20 acres right here in East Tennessee, right on I-75 at Sweetwater, Tennessee. Now, we'll give you the exact location before you that want to attend. We want you to notify a brother or sister in this common faith or the fellowship that we already have. If you would like to be a participant, as the word kianona is used 19 times, as being translated into words meaning contributioner or contributor, sharing, or a participant in the fellowship. And if you look at the usage of that word, it shows that action is always included in its meaning. Fellowship is not just being together, it's doing together. This is the point almost universally ignored by Christian groups, as they don't understand what a fellowship is. Oh, what peace we have in the fellowship by not just being together, it's doing together. It's not the sayers, it's the doers. It's those who have put off the old man. You don't bring him to the fellowship. You lay him aside. You bring that inward man that is full of joy, and it has the meaning of a fellow worker, a participant. It denotes a unity which is expressed outwardly and performed inwardly as a doer. Oh my. Now, notice this. By the sixth observation concerning the meaning of fellowship. It's a unique relationship with the anointing. Greater, say it with me, greater is he that dwells in me than he, that outward man, that dwells in the world. Now you've got to put off the outward man. When you come to the festival and you've got the outward man now and you've got the wrong man. We don't need your actions of the flesh. You lay him aside. If he's got pride, he needs to go to the altar. He needs to repent. Is he puffed up? He needs to get that spirit out of him. If he's jealous, or if he's envious, or he's desirous of vainglory, some people just want to cause a commotion to be talked about. It means that we have a relationship of being in the Messiah, who we must have put off the old man to be in him. We're a new being. It's not just being together, it is doing together. We have a relationship of being a part of the body. Fellowship is neither. It is not being in or being part, but it is doing with. You got that now? Fellowship is neither being in or being part, as most people think. They want to be in the fellowship, but they want to be in or being a part. But it's doing. You just don't come to hang around and eat and drink and be merry. You just don't come around to express your outward desires. You just don't come to see or be seen. You just don't come with an arrogant, stuck-up spirit because maybe you have more than others less fortunate. If you do, you share. You bring them up to your level. And if you can't do that, get an humble spirit. You know, most men that's been blessed with riches become very arrogant, controlling. You go here and you go there. I am not a servant to man, whether he's rich or poor. I turned down rich men. I had 100 acres. You know, we've only got 20 here. But I've had 100, now this has happened 2 or 3 times, that I've been offered land with conditions. I don't make conditions. In the house of Yahweh, with a few that are in the point of doing together, we are being with Christ, a new creature, as not being in or being apart, but in doing. Making sure that your brother next to you fares better than you do. If you have 2 coats and you see he's chilly in the morning and you've got one in the tent and he didn't bring one for some reason, you share that. He did have 2 coats, give his brother one. That's doing. Not just being there to see other people shake and shiver because they ain't got a coat. You take the high road. You want to do. You got 2 coats? Give your brother one. If you see your brother's in need, give what you can. If you've been blessed,
well, I'm gonna keep mine, bless God.
Well, you're just being in the fellowship, but you're not doing the fellowship. You see what I'm talking about? You're not, if you've got something that the fellowship needs and you hold it back, you're like sapphire and Ananias, who held back something that the fellowship that was doing didn't have what they promised because they couldn't do as much as they needed to because sapphire and Ananias, and we got a lot of those sapphires and Ananiases. Now I'm going to tell you, it's a dangerous thing for you to just be in the fellowship or being a part of it, but you're not in the doing of the fellowship. Are you with me tonight? Praise Yahweh. I hope you see what I'm talking about. Now, it's a fellowship of partnership. What I've got is yours to do with, not to just be there. Well, I come and look at my car. I come and look at my truck. It's better than your car or your truck. Well, we need a truck that is worthy to go up the road. Well, you go up the road in yours, and I'll keep mine here. You see, that's not a doer. A doer would say, here, take mine. And a brother that has a lesser vehicle, maybe his tires are not good. Maybe his insurance is not as good. And maybe something is lacking. And you have a better vehicle. Well, you give that at the door. Don't hold back like Sapphire and Ananias. Your skirt, you're skating on thin ice if you're in the fellowship. And you are a being in or being a part, but not a doer. You see what I'm talking about? This is where the cheese gets very binding in the fellowship. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me assure you that Yahweh has got a people that understands what the meaning of fellowship is. It's a doer. We've had people to go down into their wallets and give. That's a doer. We need money. Right now we don't need anything but money to secure the deed. They won't take a personal check. We have to go to the bank and exchange what you send us. We have to exchange that in to a cashier's check. I mean, they won't take silver and they won't take gold. They won't take cash. And one of our brothers in the assembly that is with us, that is trying to organize the spearhead this drive to get funds, he said, what is the world coming to? It won't even accept silver or gold or cash. You got to have a cashier's check. We're dealing with a realty company. Now, if we had been able to deal with the individual personally, then they could accept it cash or silver or gold. And we had both of those. Yet they wouldn't accept any of it because they were bound by the contract to the realty. You see, it's a fellowship of doing, spiritual unity, an inner relationship, not an outward one, but an inward. It's the inward man that's willing, and the flesh man is weak in that he thinks he's something. He thinks he's above everybody. He thinks he don't have to give. He'll talk the talk. We've got brothers and sisters right in our own family of brethren in fellowship that haven't given one dime. They don't care. Now, some don't have it. If you don't have it, we care. You understand? If we don't have anybody in the fellowship broke and they got it to give, I mean, like I say, a guy sent me a ring. A couple sent me the necklaces right off the gold, right off their fingers and their neck. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that means something to me. I don't know about you, but that's a doer in the fellowship. Now, notice this. The final fact that I want to make, it's the seventh observation of fellowship. I want you to get this message now put in such a way, perhaps, that you've never really thought how complex and how defining the word fellowship is. It's not just to come and hang out and eat and drink or to style and profile. And show us what you've got and show us what you're going to keep. You show us what you give by being a doer because the word fellowship is used to describe the relationship that you have, and it does include, now listen to this, owning a purse and living. Having all things together, owning a purse, that's the Greek word, the reason that they put that Greek word, and that fellowship. Having all things common, not because they had any more or any less. They had everything equal because they sold their possessions. Praise Yahweh. We've had people to literally sell their possessions to get something to contribute. Yet we've got Sapphire and Ananias in our own group that will not give one thing. They won't contribute nothing to the group. And yet when chow time comes, they'll be there with their fork and spoon, digging in, helping herself. We don't mind that. We offer food. We don't grudgingly give food to anyone. But the Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. Now, working is doing. Now, I've got people that tithe to me every month. And they give to me. And they need the money. I'm telling you, it's a sacrifice for them to sit down and write me a check. We got people on Social Security, and that's all they got. They're old, and like myself, that's all I've got, is a little Social Security check. And folks, I know better than anyone that what they give you in Social Security will not feed you properly or pay your bills. I know that. And when I get a Social Security recipient that sends me tithes, I mean, it just breaks my heart that they love me good enough and the fellowship. Now, I'm talking about the fellowship, and they're doers. They're not just there being there, or they're just not there to be seen or heard. Or looked at, they're there for the fellowship, meaning that they own a purse, they pay tithes and offerings. Now, we've got people that, like I say, that pay tithes to us. They haven't been able to give us anything in respect to the land payment, which is another issue altogether. However, some of those tithes that I've been able to save up have gone into the price of a property. And so I give, Yahweh knows who give them to me, and I don't get no credit for it any more than you would get credit for it if I sent you the tithes and you put them in on my behalf. And that's exactly what I've done. Now, it's a fact that universally this word koinonia Noah is used 19 times in the New Testament and is translated as fellowship. It is also translated by the words contribution or sharing and participation. See that word participation? Contribution, the purse of the fellowship. They had all things in common. They shared and they had participation. They attended the festival, in other words. They didn't come empty-handed. I have told you in the times past that I have learned everything that I have learned mostly has come through the fellowship of participation. People brought their knowledge. It amazes me what some people, that actually it's people that you wouldn't even consider that knows anything. And sometimes you have to listen a long time and listen close before even they can share anything with you that is going to put substance in your understanding. I've sat through many, many testimonies and boring messages just waiting on a revelation to come forth. And I make mental notes. I have a superb memory when it's come to considering what is given out by the Holy Spirit. Now, I forget a joke as soon as you tell me. If you tell me one, I'll forget it before you get through speaking. It's the truth. I can't remember a thing. in that respect. You tell me something spiritual, and I'll tell you that 50 years later to the T of what the Holy Ghost said. Final observation here now. It is doing Yahweh's will. Remember when he prayed the prayer? Not my will, but thy will. We come together in the fellowship of participating and contributions and sharing and participation in order to be in Yahweh's will. That's what Yahweh wanted us to understand in the Greek word of fellowship. Quite obviously, our fellowship with others is only as good as our fellowship with Yahweh. If we see Yahweh the sick, and we see him naked, and we see him in prison, and we see him in a need, and turn our back, how dwelleth? Now, when we do that to our brother, we do it to the one we worship. Inasmuch as you did it to the least of my little ones, you did it not unto me. So don't brag or boast if you're not in the sharing and the making means for contributions and participation. That's what it's all about. Sharing, contributing, and participation. We need you. We need to see you next month at our festival, wherever it's going to be. Right now, we don't even know. It's coming down to the wire. Hopefully, the devil will get out of the details. We need you to pray that we can participate and we can share and we can make contributions to where we can have this property in time to give you the address. Now, you might have to call me at the last minute. Now, if you intend on coming to the festival, make sure that you can measure up to our requirements. We just don't take everything you can chase and drag and pull into the seaside. Now, we don't say that in respect to that we would bar anyone. There are some people's not worthy to attend. Some people don't deserve to attend. And some people that are only there for the fish and the loaf, or only there to see and be seen, style and profile, like I've already said. But this is a special Yahweh fellowship. Now, you can be in Jesus' name and come. Everyone that you'll see at this fellowship, we've been there. You will not be mistreated because you're in Jesus' name. We will not belittle you. We will not make fun of you. We will not use the name in a brutish manner over you. We will not wear you out over the head with the name of Yahweh. We're very gentle. We're out to teach you. We're out to show you. And we're more interested in giving you the information that was given to us. Freely we have been given to, and freely we hope you can receive. Because if you close your mind, we want you to come with an open mind. And if you don't know about the name of Yahweh or Lord and God and things of this nature that we teach, it could be a little strange to you until, with the love that we have, we're going to carry the stick and the carrot. Now, I love people. I've got the meekest heart. I'm so tender-hearted. I've got a pastor's heart. But when I get in the Holy Ghost, when the Spirit, the Ruach, when it moves on me and I get up, I have no friends, but I make plenty of enemies. Because what I have is the gospel truth. And if the gospel offends you, so be it. We don't apologize. So then, when you come to the fellowship, you must be able that this fellowship involves activity in doing Yahweh's will. We think of it in ourself as we go on to the fellowship. We've already got the banner made. It's a 12-foot banner that will be placed in the King's Gate Inn. This banner goes up and it says, "Welcome to the King's Gate Inn." And it's located in Sweetwater, Tennessee. The exact address will be given to you and to you alone. And if you want to call us anytime soon, hereafter, we'll give you, it would be best if you'd wait until we make sure we're going to be there at that address. However, if you'd like to talk about it, call me up. I'll be glad to share with you the biblical reasons of the fellowship. Notice, on the new believers, it says, none dared to join the fellowship. And so, it had to be the Holy Ghost. They was afraid of these people. They were different. They'd never seen nobody gather up and do the things that the apostles were doing. If you don't believe it, read the 4th and 5th chapter of the book of Acts, where they were beaten before the magistrates and the high priest, these religious beings who beat them. And with the Catholic Church, if you've ever read the Fox Book of Martyrs, you'll understand that they were killed, beaten, fed to the lions. And they tried to stomp this out. They tried to forbid the fellowship. But the importance of a fellowship to the ecclesia can be seen in the fact that the fellowship occurred naturally. As a result, they performed with their purses. They gave what they had. They loved. They shared everything in common, which the Bible says is a way for us to have an example of the meaning of a fellowship. Have you ever wondered, or have you ever thought that fellowship, the word fellowship, means more than just getting together? It is a revelation. If you understand the word and the way the Greek determines the word of a practicing fellowship by recognizing our goal and taking an active part where you can best help. We need your help. We need your gifts. We need your talents. We need your purse to open up for us. And we need a tractor. We need a building, storage buildings. We need a fellowship hall. That's going to cost a lot of money. We need bathrooms, facilities. We need a septic tank. If there's a septic tank company out there that has what we need, and you could call me and make plans to bring us a septic tank. Maybe you could bring your backhoe and dig us and install us a septic tank. The brethren would be much appreciative, the brothers and the sisters, because it's going to be a system of bathrooms where that they can bathe, take showers daily, and hot water. We need a hot water tank. If you could donate us a hot water tank. We just need about anything that you could. Now, we had a brother and several brothers actually participate in this. Night before last, while I was on last night, they were traveling to hook up with a brother out of the state of Wisconsin who had a whole pickup load of stuff, and the brother that picked it up told me it was more like a tractor trailer load on a pickup. Had a little Ford Ranger. And he said he had it packed down, and it was almost a trailer full of stuff he had crammed in that little old pickup truck. That's love. That's fellowship. That's participation. That's opening up the wallet and sharing. So, there's a lot of things that you can do, and we would appreciate anything in the fellowship that would affect us, that we could get in and dig together the septic tank. We got brothers who get down with shovels if they had to, and picks, and dig a hole. But if you've got a backhoe, that would be, according to, much easier to do that. So, if we pull together, we're going to practice the fellowship as naturally as they did on the day of Pentecost. We're going to make you incredibly welcome. And if you come, expect an account where that Yahweh will bless you And listen to this now. Here's the results of a fellowship. This is in Romans 16 and 20. You've been having trouble with the devil. Has the devil been afflicting you? Has the devil made you sick? If you would give, we could read this verse to you in honesty, because we got faith that Yahweh would bless you. And we really have. I mean, we're talking about love blessings. Like the need that you have that you can't bless yourself. Doctors can't give it to you. And the God of peace will quickly crush Satan under your feet. And the grace of Yahweh, our Messiah, will be with you. Do I need to read that again because it felt so good to my spirit? The God of peace will quickly crush Satan under your feet. Isn't that wonderful? Can you relate to that? Listen to this. Now to Him, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. The power of the fellowship. Man, the prayers of the righteous mean so much. You may not think it does. But I had a death sentence put on me over a year ago. And I feel every day when people pray for me. I really do. Now, I'm living with a potentially fatal disease in my body. But the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And I can tell that power of the prayers of the righteous. Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. I'm telling you, it's above what you can think or above what you can ask. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. Notice this. I have told you these things that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have oppression, but cheer up. I've overcome the world. Whew. To die is gain, to live is the fellowship. That's my message for you tonight, and I love you very much. We would appreciate you in the coming week. We need $5,000 to seal the purchase of 20 acres that we can have a deed of trust made to the assembly of the fellowship. Somebody could sit down right now and write me a check for $5,000. I ask you to do it if you can. If you can't, don't do it. If you could write me a check for $10, write it. If you could write it for, I have received contributions of $3 and $4 and $10 and $20 and $50 and $100 and into the thousands of dollars. Every one of those offerings are out of the fellowship needs of participation of becoming a doer. Whether you give little or whether you give much, you're participating. And that's the ideal. So we ask, if you can sit down and you can do this in Isaiah 40:31. I want you to read it with me. But they that hope in Yahweh shall renew their strength. They shall take wings of eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will come in and I will dine with him and he with me. What an honor. Inasmuch as you did it not to the least of my little ones, you did it not to me. I love you tonight. May the joy of the Eternal One bless you. May He keep you. And may He always provide for you. Now let me give you my mailing address real quick, as my time is running out. May Yahweh, the Eternal One, give you blessings. May the joy of the Spirit reach down into your heart and free up your purse, which is the fellowship of giving and being a participant. Would you like to say, or hear Him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant"? You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you brought me bail money. Would you like to hear Him say that? Get in the fellowship. We'll welcome you and we'll be so thankful that you did. Thank you for the participation of those that are participating in the fellowship, opening up their purse and giving us an offering because we need it. We're asking you for it. We're at $143,000. We need $5,000 to go down on the 20th of this month and lay $148,000 plus closing, which will be about $150,000. We're so close. Somebody open up your heart and your purse string. Come into the fellowship. We're welcoming you. We stand at the door and knock. And if you hear my voice, become a participant of the fellowship. And I love you tonight. May Yahweh richly bless you. May you prosper and be in good health. And I'll see you Monday night, live, around the world, on the transmitting Jewel of the South, WWRB 3.185. Are you ready to ride? He's got a crown on his head, ladies and gentlemen. Would you like to have one on yours? Join the fellowship. In the great name, the magnanimous name, the provable name, 7,000 times. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they're safe. Would you like to join the fellowship? In the world, you're going to have tribulation. But in Him, you will have peace that passes understanding. Don't be afraid. Yahweh said, "I'm with you." Don't be dismayed, for I am your mighty one, eternal. I will strengthen you. Yes, I'll help you. Yes, I'll uphold you with my right hand in righteousness. Don't be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, that your requests be known to Yahweh. And the peace of Yahweh, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in the Messiah, Yahweh, Yeshua. Come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. That's a fellowship. You'll find rest for your soul. Take my yoke upon you, for it is easy, and my burden is light. It won't hurt you to open your purse string. Write me a check for $1,000. We need it. We'll remember you. Yahweh will remember you. Whatever you do for Yahweh will not be in vain. We'll bless you. We'll offer this up. On the 21st of October, when we gather for Tabernacles, which you're invited to become a participant of the fellowship and the joy unspeakable, when He said, "My grace is sufficient. My power is made perfect in weakness." Come in glory in Yahweh. He loves you. Before you did any good or evil, Yahweh loved you. If He don't love you, ain't a thing you can do. You got a purpose in your heart that you're called, chosen, and faithful, and you belong to the fellowship. I love you. I'm going to see you Monday night, again, around the world on WWRB 3.185. Let's ride with Him. Yahweh bless you.
Don't want anything down here holding on to me. When you say you ride with me, can you see that number no man can number? Riding alongside Jesus. But he's calling out to us right now, saying, will you ride with me? And we say, yeah, Lord.